Hey GW, it's me. It's July 30th, 2012. Just getting home in time for Bunheads. I'm not missing it tonight. I had a nice weekend. I hope you did too. I had a very busy, exhausting, tiring weekend. And, I tell you, my Ricky treated me to sun tanning on Saturday. And I've never had that done before. And I stayed in just a little too long because my whole back of my body got burnt. And GW, I'm the Capuchon baby. Oh, yeah. You can pull my panties down and see a white behind. Rick was like, "Oh, does that hurt?" I says, "A little. I'll survive." And of course, we had fun at my parents' visiting everybody in Jersey on Sunday. And, Saturday evening, I got very upset. I had to take a pill. A woman in public upset me. She upset me very bad. She left a child in the car for 20 minutes. Parked in the fire zone right in front of TJ Maxx. After 10 minutes of waiting for her to come out, because I was going to give her a tongue lashing, I couldn't wait anymore. And I called 911. When they got there, she still didn't come out. As he's getting out of the car, we're approaching the car. She runs out, tries to jump in and take off. I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. Where have you been?" "Oh, I just ran into the store for a second." I says, "No, I called the officers over 10, 15 minutes ago. I've been standing here watching your child for over 20 minutes. I can't believe what a bad mother you are. How could you do that? Don't you realize kids are being abducted? What kind of parent are you?" I said, "Shame on you. Shame on you." I was yelling at her, GW. Thank God that baby was sleeping the whole time. The officer looks at me after I finish yelling at her. He says, "Miss, was that baby in any distress?" I says, "No. Thank God he was sleeping all the time." I says, "Lady, I stood out here babysitting for you, and I don't even know you. I would do that for any child that's left alone. I swear I was on there for a second." I says, "Don't lie to the officer. They know what time I called. And he's already here." "So how long do you think that was? A second? Try 20, 25 minutes. I says, you get whatever that officer gives you, whether it's a tongue lashing or a ticket or arrest you. That's his choice. But you know what? Shame on you." I walked away very upset. I went home feeling bad, and I says, "You know, Ricky, I feel bad for yelling at her." He goes, "No, maybe she'll think twice before doing it again. Maybe you saved that kid for the future. You never know. Maybe I did. I don't know. I know God saved us on Sunday night when we were coming home from Jersey, GW. I forgot to tell you that we were driving in the slow lane, and the guy was going so slow. I says, "Ricky, move over. He's really moving slow." And he did right away. As he did that, we were coming up on a double wide, like a mobile home, broken down on the side. That was hogging up half the slow lane. So the guy that was in front of us just had enough time to get over behind us. Someone was going to get hurt that night, and I pray no one did. See how God works in mysterious ways? I think he works through us to help one another. Because that would have been a nasty car accident. I was like, "Oh, that is such a bad sight to be pulled over on." But I guess the guy maybe had no choice. So I've been blessed this weekend. I hope I got through to that mother. She was young and pretty and everything. She said she ran into the store with her husband. I looked at her. I go, "Are you kidding me?" I says, "One of you couldn't stay in the car with the baby?" Oh, I was so angry, GW. Here I am. I can't have kids. I love them. And these people, they leave them alone like that. That's terrible. She's lucky it wasn't hot out. Because I would have broke that window and took them into the store, at least. Anyway, I'm going to run inside and watch Buttonheads. And like always, GW, thanks for listening. Thanks for being my friend. My special friend. I always adore you. Hugs. Bye.